Hello, friends. This is Andy Atwell welcoming you to Come, Let Us Reason Together. This next half hour will be dedicated to putting the Bible back into its number one place in the hearts and minds of mankind. Throughout the centuries, the Bible remained the number one book sold. Only today has it taken a back shelf position in men's lives and minds. Even Christian bookstores have more books about the Bible than the Bible itself. The Bible is the only book written by God, and in it alone is found the pathway to life. Come now, let us reason together with Gilbert Larson and his friends.
Hello, everyone. It's time to get your Bible, grab a cup of coffee. We are in Acts chapter 4, and this is Gilbert from Red Bluff, California.
This is Andy from Vancouver, Washington.
This is Dan from Vancouver.
This is Pat from Port Orchard, Washington.
And this is Rachel from Vancouver, Washington.
Well, in the last session, we were talking about repent and refresh. And repent comes in Hebrews chapter 6. You're going to find the foundation teachings. And the first one of it is repent. And then here's a psalm about the repentance, and it's Psalms 11.
In the Lord I take refuge, how can you say to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain? For behold, the wicked, they bend their bow low, make ready their arrows on the upright. If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold the sons of men. The Lord tests the righteous, but the wicked he hates. If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? Upon the wicked the rain will fall, fire and brimstone burning. For the Lord is right and he loves his sons. The upright will behold his face. If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? What can the righteous do?
Where are we in chapter 4 of Acts?
We're starting in verse 11.
And how far are we going, Andy?
Whoa. Looks like, you can check it, looks like the end of the chapter to me.
Actually, I think we're starting in verse 13.
And the context is 13 to 23.
22, 13 yeah. to 22. 13 to that's 22. Acts chapter 4.
Oh, that's where I was messing up. Okay. Now when they beheld the boldness of Peter and John, and had apprehended that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled. And they took knowledge of them, that they had been with Jesus. And seeing the man that was healed standing with them, they had nothing to gainsay. But when they had commanded them to go outside of the Sanhedrin, they conferred among themselves, saying, what shall we do to these men? For that indeed a notable sign has been wrought through them is manifested to us all that dwell in Jerusalem, and we can't deny it. But that it spread no further among the people, let us threaten them to speak henceforth to no man in this name. And they called and charged them not to speak at all or to teach the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said to them, "Whether it is right in the sight of God to hearken to you rather than to God, judge ye. For we cannot but speak what things we saw and heard." But they, on further threatening, let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them because of the people, for all glorified God for what was done. For the man was more than 40 years old, in whom the sign of the healing was done. There you go, he was 40.
Here a miraculous thing would have happened. Any hospital, doctors would have loved to have this happen. This has never happened to a doctor ever. And yet the religious folks were just all in a, I'm talking the religious leaders, they were all in a huge twit because what they should have been doing, healing people, they were not, and it was showing them up, really. It was taking people away from admiring them, and all of a sudden they're starting to what? Admire the Creator, admire Jesus. And it was hurting their respect. People were no longer be bowing to them. They'd no longer be paying them good wages if it was let go. So they gave them a certain charge to, they did what they could do.
And you know, they mentioned here, I didn't catch this ever before, but it says, but that it spread no further among the people, letting us threaten them to speak henceforth to no man in this name.
They're trying to control the news.
Don't speak to anybody else in the name of Jesus Christ.
You got to control the media.
Yeah.
No more talking about this.
And it was really focused. And then they said not to speak or to teach anything about him either.
Yeah, we don't want to hear another word about this.
And they were threatening them.
Yeah. And these are
the religious
leaders that are leading.
Put them in a little jail of sorts.
Yeah.
Let them out next day, though.
How about freedom of speech in America? There goes freedom of speech. And it's this one is led by the religious people, not by the news media. They tried to control the news. Oh, by the way, it says, and the man was more than 40 years old within whom this sign of healing was done. It was within him. In other words, it wasn't superficial. It was everything on the inside that had to do with
that.
It was
fixed.
There might have been some things, you know, well, there had to have been some. I mean, and God can go inside. He can do the surgery within. And there might have been some physical. So this is interesting. So within, not just his legs, to be able to walk and leap, his mind had to be healed because your mind tells you how to walk and leap. In your mind is a sense of balance in your head. I've never thought of this before.
He wouldn't even know. All of that architecture has to get fixed.
Yeah, he wouldn't even know how to walk. He's never done it.
You know, people go through therapy now to learn how to do that.
It's your electrical system. It's the controls in the head had to be.
It was way more than just
the feet getting
better.
For him to walk and leap. Yeah. I'd never seen this before either.
I never saw that either. 40 years.
He says more than 40 years.
But that within triggered that. And we didn't go, we're thinking, okay, he's got good legs and muscles now. So here are the muscles, the tendons, the ligaments, the bone coverings, all that has to be, you know, the cartilage, the cartilaginous, the tendons, all that has to be fixed, but also the nerves and the brain and your balance center in your ears and so on. All that has to be working.
Just like when a baby horse or a cow is an animal is born, they're stumbling around. They don't have any balance.
They fall over a bunch of times, and mom looks at them and licks them, and they give it a couple of goes and fall down a few times. It didn't say he stumbled. He went walking and leaping and praising the Lord.
So those things that were dead in him were made alive.
Or maybe non-existent even.
Yeah.
And the verse, I like this verse, and has he held Peter and John? Now he's like hugging on them. He said he was jumping around, but then it goes, as he held Peter and John, the people ran together. You know how people are excited and they start hugging on each other? That's an interesting picture right there.
Yeah. It's funny, too, when you have the freedom to really look at this. Now, we don't want to become space cadet. You know how a lot of people come and reason through the Bible and they think all kinds of weird thoughts, but thinking within just science itself and what makes a person walk and so on, that doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen, you know, as a little boy, you might run, but you might run kind of weird. As a baby, you're not even walking at all. Just think what it takes to come from babyhood to come out of the womb. Then to babyhood, you start crawling. Then first is standing and your balance, and then being able to take your first step. Just think what all that takes, and that was instantaneously all brought up to speed.
You know what else is interesting? In verse 8, it says, with a leap, he stood upright and began to walk, and he entered the temple with them. First place he went after he was healed.
Straight in there.
Into the temple with them.
Wow.
I never saw that before either.
We never been in there.
So he was walking and leaping and praising God in the temple. Yeah. And those were his first steps.
Where did they have him? Where did they say he was?
He was outside of it.
He was outside. He couldn't even get anywhere. Somebody had to drag him around.
So where am I headed? Yeah. Right in.
He had it right on in there.
Wow.
Walking and leaping and play. That's pretty good.
But you see why it's good to talk about these things in a group?
Yeah.
But to stay regulated too. Just stay within the content. Within the confines, within the which are the contents.
And one other little thing here, back in 3, it says, not when he was healed, you were talking about this healing. It was a perfect healing.
Yes.
Perfect.
No scar tissue.
Yeah. The faith which comes through him has given him this perfect health in the presence of you all.
What verse is that?
That is verse in 3. It's verse 16.
Perfect soundness.
That's a big word.
Yeah.
So much for going through this, whatever people do when they get hurt and get to get well again. Therapy or something.
Yeah. No therapy.
Nothing.
No multiple therapy. Surgeries. No scalpel.
This is a song about faith that was given to me after I was healed. Faith has made you well. Your faith has made you well. Take courage, go in peace, and be healed of your affliction. Your faith has made you well. The size of a mustard seed, you would say to this tree, be uprooted and be planted in the sea, and it would obey you. Your faith has made you well. Your faith has made you well. Take courage, go in peace, and be healed of your affliction. Your faith has made you well. If you have faith like a mustard seed, you would say to this mountain, be moved, and it will, and nothing will be impossible. Your faith has made you well. Your faith has made you well. Take courage, go in peace, and be healed of your affliction. Your faith has made you well. If you have faith and do not doubt, all things you ask in believing prayer, you will receive. Have faith and do not doubt. Cast this mountain into the sea. Your faith has made you well. Your faith has made you well. Take courage, go in peace, and be healed of your affliction. Your faith has made you well. Your faith will make you well.
Acts chapter 4, 23 through 31. And being let go, they came to their own and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And they said, when they heard it, lifted up their voice to God with one accord, and said, Master, thou who madest the heaven and the earth and the sea and all that is in them, who by the Holy Spirit through thy servant our father David's mouth did say, why did nations rage and peoples meditate vanities? The kings of the earth arrayed themselves, and rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For of a truth in this city, against the holy servant Jesus, whom thou didst anoint, both Herod and Pontius Pilate with nations and peoples of Israel were gathered together to do whatsoever thy hand and counsel foreordained to come to pass. And now, Lord, look upon their threatenings, and grant unto thy bondmen to speak thy word with all boldness, while thou stretchest forth thy hand to heal, and that signs and wonders be done through the name of thy holy servant Jesus. And when they had prayed, and place was shaken where they were gathered, and all were filled with the Holy Spirit, and spoke the word of God with boldness.
And again, that's that word of God. The foundation, Jesus' character, how Jesus thinks, and what's in his heart. The foundation truths, which begins with changing our mind and faith on God.
Well, all this happened to them, and they all got together and went into prayer and lifted up their voice in one accord to God and prayed about all of this and told him about all of this. By the way, he already knew it, but they told him all of this. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were gathered. And after this, they spoke the word of God with boldness. Although they'd spoke boldly before, they were told, threatened, and all of that, and it made them pull back. I declare, it seems like I've never read those verses before.
It's interesting when you slow down and read things in a group, and you do it where you can
handle it.
Yeah.
This removes all doubt of who was upset with them.
It sure does.
Yeah. When they went to their own companions and reported all that the chief priests and the elders had said to them.
And their first move was to lift up their voice with one accord and talk to God. That's pretty good.
That's always good.
That's pretty good. That's just the right thing to do.
And look what it talks about in there. Why did the nations rage and peoples meditate vanities? The kings of the earth arrayed themselves, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. They were fighting against God. This whole thing is a battle against God. You wonder who's in charge of the churches. Is the enemy? And politics. Who's in charge, really? And it all had to do because of the image of Christ, the foundation principles, what Christ stands for, which goes from changing your mind, faith on God, the doctrine of baptisms in the plural number. There's three baptisms talks about in the Bible. The laying on of hands, the resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. A topic people don't like to, or they like to be in charge of judgment. They like to do away with judgment.
That's how they're going to be in charge with. They're not going to have any.
They like to make judgments but not be under judgment.
They like to judge others, but they don't want to be judged themselves. And now they're trying to change the judges in America. They're going right after
the judges.
The judges. They want to remove judgment from America. They've taken judgment away from the police force. They've gone against the laws. Now they're going to go against the judges. those foundation principles, the last one being
judgment.
Judgment. And eternal judgment starts getting into singing. Alpha Omega is songs and music judgment. It has to do with our senses. You know, our senses are being worked on by our ears, by our nose, by our eyes.
Isn't that interesting? She sings a song, and then all of a sudden, you go, I want to judge this correctly.
That we are coming out right.
No, but the song was there, and that judgment was sitting here.
Because I know that there's a thing in Christendom that people teach that is just really wacky, because they think that faith originates from them, but this faith is not of ourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man shall boast. The originator of faith has to be God. So let's say these people, this could have happened, this scenario, before they were even saved. There's actually a baptism that happens, or a salvation that happens before they become one of God's kids. And it's found in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 that they were all baptized in the cloud. And in the cloud, I think, is a baptism of in a person's life where all of a sudden they start thinking of God and they start becoming drawn to God. Something's drawing them to God. They haven't yet crossed the sea and died to themselves and given themselves to God. But they're in that moment where they've turned their back on the world, and they want to be led by God. Egypt is behind them, and this cloud divides them from the control the world has over them, and they start thinking, well, maybe I want to start serving God. And maybe they're in a bar when this happens, or maybe they're at home and doing something that in a quiet time. There are just some things that men don't do, God has to do. And I think that first baptism is between God and man, the baptism in the cloud. Then they have to make the decision to cross the sea, and that's where Satan is taken out of our lives. He is destroyed. All the army of Egypt is destroyed. Pharaoh, who is Satan, is destroyed. He is eliminated. And then there's another baptism in one spirit into one body. That's when we become part of his family and eat at his dinner table and become the Lord's. And that's the Spirit does that. But faith is involved in all of these. And I was thinking about that. I could see where there's enough faith to be in the cloud where that happens and that will bring about maybe a person reaching out to grab
certain
the hem.
Certain things occur.
Certain things occurring, like grabbing a hold of the hem of the garment, and you're healed. So this faith, it says it's not of yourselves. It's a gift of God. This faith that saves us is not a gift, not of ourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man shall boast.
So there's a divider between the faith of the garment getting to get a blood of issue of blood and the faith that it takes for salvation.
And I wonder,
and that's the divider, yeah.
But I wonder if all of them don't come from God, even the faith to reach out and touch because she was coming towards God in that she grabbed the garment.
Well, if somebody's been baptized into the cloud, that is a choice of God. They didn't create that.
Right.
So yes, I agree.
So those are things I wrestled with in my mind when I hear that. But I think people need to know this faith is not of ourselves. It is a gift of God.
It doesn't emanate. We're not the source of it.
Some people, they just say, well, I don't believe in that. Well, maybe they need to change their mind. Maybe they haven't exercised repentance and turned to God.
You know, the woman that we were talking about, she walked up to him.
Yep.
She had her mind changed that she was not going to go anywhere else. There he was. She changed her mind and went up to him.
All of them had, none of it was a faith in a man. It was all interaction with God.
Yes.
All these Jesus. Faith acts are all an interaction with God, going towards God.
And Peter and John immediately pointed the miracle. Look what Jesus did.
Yeah.
They didn't take any credit for it.
Right.
So
that guy be one of them. He was, it did not say he had repented and been baptized.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
The words of the Lord are pure words like silver tried in a furnace of earth. Purified seven times, purified seven times. The words of the Lord are pure. You shall keep them, O Lord, you shall preserve them from this generation forth. Purified seven times, purified seven times, the words of the Lord are pure. The words of the Lord are pure words like silver tried in a furnace of earth. Purified seven times, purified seven times, the words of the Lord are pure. You shall keep them, O Lord, you shall preserve them from this generation forth. Purified seven times, purified seven times, the words of the Lord are pure. Purified seven times, purified seven times, the words of the Lord are pure.
The Lord is good. Tell it wherever you go. The Lord is good. Tell it that others may know. Tell of his mercy and tell of his love. Tell of his wonderful riches above. The Lord is good. Tell it wherever you go. The Lord is good. Tell it wherever you go. The Lord is good. Tell it that others may know. Tell of his mercy and tell of his love. Tell of his wonderful riches above. The Lord is good. Tell it wherever you go.
Thank you for joining us. Until we meet again, may God lead you into all truth.
You can contact Gilbert and his friends at www.gilbertandfriends.com. That's www.gilbertandfriends.com. Or write to him, Gilbert and Friends, P.O. Box 820347, Vancouver, Washington 98682. That's P.O. Box 820347, Vancouver, Washington 98682. Or call us at 360-600-6726. That's 360-600-6726. We invite your comments as we reason together through the Bible. Thank you for joining us on Come Let Us Reason Together and reminding you all to eat a healthy breakfast every morning. Our favorite breakfast is the Bible because it is written, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.